Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the Tigers. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. It's the mighty Uke Day Trio here on Current State on WKAR. It's the third annual Mighty Uke Day this weekend, with many festivities taking place in Lansing's Old Town. And the Mighty Uke Day Trio is going to play for us again here. They are Chris Hamilton on the ukulele. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Andy Wilson has been a multi-instrumentalist here, harmonica and a horn. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
And pocket trumpet, that's what that is.
Right.
And the Mighty Uke Day organizer, Ben Hassinger, is also on the ukulele.
Hi.
Welcome, Ben.
Thank you, Mark.
Citizen of the world, Ben Hassinger. tell us about the... You sing along a lot. Do you do instrumental stuff as well, or are you just...
Myself, I usually play and sing. I know Andy does some chord melody on the ukulele.
I do.
And Chris?
Yeah, I do kind of a variety of things on uke too. I do some, you know, kind of playing sing-along, strumming stuff. But I do a little bit of kind of classical stuff too, some chord melody stuff. I, you know, do a lot of instruments too. So the uke is one of my favorite instruments.
And the ukulele is actually pronounced ukulele?
Ukulele. Yeah, in Hawaii it's actually ukulele.
Ukulele.
Ukulele, but I kind of split the difference and say ukulele.
What's its history? Do you know?
Yeah. It was introduced by the Portuguese in the mid-1800s, and the name ukulele means jumping flea in Hawaiian. And the natives saw how fast the players played, and they thought their fingers were like fleas jumping up and down on the fretboard. So it grew in popularity in Hawaii in somewhere around 1915 at the San Francisco Exhibition. They had a big, huge Hawaii pavilion, and they had a lot of ukuleles and hula dancers there, and that's when the ukulele started to take the mainland by storm.
Andy, do you play as well?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's three of you playing at a time on occasion, is that it?
On occasion, yeah.
Tell us about, there was a horn that you played earlier. Apparently it's called a pocket trumpet. I had never laid eyes on one of these before.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
That's a pocket trumpet.
This is the smallest horn you have ever seen in your life.
And the surprising thing about it is that it's actually the same length as a trumpet. They just bend the tubing around and circle it around more than once around so that the whole size of the thing is squished down. So the length of that tube is just as long as any trumpet you find.
The length of the tube is as long.
Tube. It's just got more turns and twists that compact the thing down. The only thing really different about it from a trumpet is the size of the bell, which is smaller.
Is the uke more fun to play than other stringed? Does it rank? You guys play.
Without a doubt.
You guys play several stringed
right.
instruments. You're probably
right.
all guitar
sure.
players
yep.
and
yeah.
Mandolin yep. players and stuff like that. Chris,
yeah.
I know you play a bunch of stringed instruments. How high does the ukulele rate on the fun scale?
It's off the scale.
Yeah, off the charts.
The thing about the ukulele to me is I got hooked on it in 2009 when I was in Hawaii, and I went to an ukulele festival, just stumbled on it. And there was probably 3,000 people there, and everybody was just having a great time. And I said, wow, this is a great instrument. So we got a group started in Lansing that year called the Lansing Area Ukulele Group, which meets once a month at Sir Pizza in Old Town. And we usually get 50, 60 people together strumming and singing and having a great time. And what I love about the ukulele, and you guys will probably agree with me on this, is it's a real communal instrument. It's pretty rare you just see one person sitting in a corner playing an ukulele. It's usually a group of people singing together, having a good time.
Warren Buffett has been known to play solo.
Yeah.
He goes solo on
yeah.
his uke every now and then. And I'm told Governor Granholm
you know,
strums a ukulele.
That would be great.
Okay.
I got Virgil Bonero to play it play a couple chords on one, waiting for an interview one
day.
Is
it easier to play? Now, it has this reputation as being kind of the people's instrument.
Right.
You know,
I
mean, it's this big communal kind of thing. Is it easier to play?
Yeah, I teach, you know, four or five different instruments. And I think the really cool thing about ukuleles is that you can really kind of pick it up, and within 5 minutes, just about anybody can play something. But the part that I really like is that it has that ease of getting into, but at the same time, you can take it as far as you want to go. I mean, you can do jazz chords, you can do chord melody, you can do really, you know, as complicated of music as you'd want to, you know, if you want to take it that far. But at the same time, if you just want to learn two chords, you know, and sing along with everybody, you know, you can get up and running and do that in just a couple minutes. So.
For Christmas, I got the George Harrison Martin Scorsese's George Harrison movie. Sure. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not. It's really fantastic chronicle of George Harrison's life. And Harrison became this huge disciple of the ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where he'd visit Tom Petty or Jeff Lynne or some of his friends in the Mighty Wilburys, and he'd just leave ukuleles at their house.
Sure.
He was so wedded to it.
He had quite a collection at his home, so whenever people came over to visit, they'd all end up playing ukulele.
Yeah.
And McCartney now, whenever he does performances, he often will play something as a tribute.
That's right.
To George on the ukulele.
That's right. How long have you three been together?
Well, let's see. What time do we get here? 8:30. We've kind of played together on and off. Right, yeah. We're a super group.
You're
That's
a very
it.
Spontaneously formed super group. What is happening this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. So many things. This is our third annual Mighty Uke Day Ukulele Festival. And it's called Mighty Uke Day, but it's actually going on for a day and a half because we expanded it this year. Tomorrow, it's tomorrow already. I can't believe it. We're going to have a big group strum and some individual performances at Sir Pizza at noon. And then that evening, we have an act coming in from Minneapolis, and her name is Danielle Ate the Sandwich, which I don't think is her given name for some reason. But she's great. She's one of these internet ukulele sensations, and she's had millions of views on YouTube, and she's a lot of fun. And opening for her, actually, Andy and his wife are performing together as the Springtails. And we also have Susan Picking from Grand Rapids coming in. So that's Friday. And then Saturday, everything goes ukulele crazy. We start at 10 in the morning with a big group strum at Sir Pizza. Chris is doing a workshop at 11, I think.
Yeah, yep.
And he's doing a Beatles song workshop. So we threw a Beatles song in there for you guys. We've got multiple workshops going on. We have a children's tent. We have a free children's workshop to get them to play the ukulele. We've got just music going on all day, and it ends with one of the most amazing ukulele players you'll ever see, and his name is James Hill from Canada, and he's one of the top two or three ukulele players in the world, and he's coming to Old Town on Saturday.
Ook fever.
That's
the end. In Lansing's Old Town. Why don't you guys make it back to your seats, and you can play us out. Once again, it's been the Mighty Uke Day Trio. Chris Hamilton, Andy Wilson, and Mighty Uke Day organizer Ben Hassinger here ready to take us to the
All
end
right.
of the program. Go for it, guys.
Song about our favorite place in Lansing called Old Town. And go to www.mightyukeday.com. 1, 2. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go to Old Town. When you got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. In Old Town, just listen to the strumming of the mighty ukulele. Linger at Sir Pizza with the people singing gaily. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go to Old Town. Things will be great when you're in Old Town. No finer place for sure. Old Town, everything's waiting for you. Old Town. Old Town. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you.